Community health centers around the state will take a $3 million hit under Governor Scott McCallum's proposal, now to be considered by the legislature. Milwaukee Democratic State Representative Pedro Colon criticizes the plan, saying the savings come at the expense of the poor.
So what we're doing is taking the weakest, most needy, and we're balancing the budget with the services that we should be providing to them.
Half of the cuts fall on four Milwaukee health centers. One is the 16th Street Community Health Center, where Lenore Rosas is a patient and a board member. She says prenatal care at the clinic will be reduced, and other patients will be forced to use emergency rooms for primary care.
And we know that emergency care is not the answer, where people rush to the emergency room when they're at the last crisis, instead of trying to prevent and to have children with ear infections or moms that are having problem pregnancies, waiting until it becomes a crisis.
Ellen McKenzie is the 16th Street Center spokesperson. She adds community health centers are the health care safety net for Wisconsin.
There's a health center in La Crosse that has a sizable Amish population. The health center in Beloit obviously works with a population that's unique to the Beloit area. Our clinic serves the Hispanic population. Milwaukee Health Services here serves an African American population.
A spokesperson for the governor says the centers will continue to receive federal grants, which President Bush has said he would like to increase. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.